Well, good morning. It's now 8:53. Joining us this morning for the segment known as the West Ottawa District Dialogue are both Elizabeth Vanderwig and Debbie Whitbeck. Good morning, ladies. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So we're talking about, for me as a kid growing up in school, elementary, even through high school, I loved March because of the reading month, and because a lot of times I would get bored during lectures and I would want to read during lectures. So it was nice for the teachers to encourage us to do that. So, what specifically with March Reading Month are we doing at West Ottawa?
Yeah, you know, while we certainly value and encourage our students to read all the time, March is a fun month to just really be able to focus on reading and do some fun things around reading. So at Lakewood this month, we have a theme that's called March Around Michigan.
Okay.
So students are able to read to different cities in Michigan and along the way learn about those cities in Michigan. Hmm. And they read to a city by reading an equivalent number of minutes as miles to that city from Holland.
That's a unique way to do it.
We selected 10 cities that are sort of around the state and made the closest one kind of easy, Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And we wanted one way in the UP and far, far away. So we selected Ironwood.
Oh, wow.
That's
near Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah.
It's over 500 miles. So that's a challenge for the students to read to Ironwood. So they have to read quite a bit.
Over the Mackinac Bridge or through Chicago?
Okay. Right. No, over the Mackinac Bridge.
Jeez.
So it's a long haul.
What are some of the other cities you guys picked? I'm just curious.
We picked some of the obvious ones. We picked East Lansing, and the reward for that one is something to do with MSU, a Spartan poster that says Reed.
Okay.
We picked Detroit. Some of the cities sent us free treats, and
really?
We did get some nice things from the Tigers and
from
the city of Detroit. So we were able to give them a choice for reading to Detroit, and almost all the kids are.
Oh, wow.
Another neat thing that the students, before we even started, the students wrote letters to the city kind of explaining what we've done and asking for any literature or information about that city or prizes. And so we did get quite a good response from the cities.
That's a unique way to do this because I remember when I did it and we had different contests kind of similar to this, but nothing this unique. It was just a number of either books or time that you read or different things like that. But this is the students really responding to this, I'm assuming?
Hugely.
Yeah.
We're also having a door decorating contest. Every classroom had to secretly select a city, and they're decorating their doors without saying what the name of the city is.
So you have to guess what city it is. Okay.
And the winning classes will get Tiger Tracks ice cream from Hudsonville.
Oh, see, I was there a couple months ago when the Tigers were here for that little get-together at Hudsonville. And that's a nice prize, Tiger Tracks ice cream. I like that.
Yes.
There's quite a neat buzz around school listening to students talk about what city they're reading to or the prizes that they got or even just little pieces of information, tidbits that they've learned about the different cities.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. Do you know what some of those stories were off the top of your head?
I heard in the teacher's lounge one day that Sam had read to Mackinac three times because he liked the fudge. So I had to send out a little message saying, oh, please let your students only earn a prize once because I'm making the fudge in my kitchen at night. I've made 6 or 7 batches of fudge.
There needs to be a limit of how many times you can read to Mackinac for your sanctity.
Exactly. And we keep running out of Spartan posters, or there's a central Lower Peninsula northern city called Indian River where an author lives that writes the Michigan Chillers.
Oh, yeah,
We run out of Jonathan Rand posters quite often, too.
Oh, I bet. Once again, we're speaking with Elizabeth Vanderwig and Debbie Whitbeck. It's the West Ottawa District Dialogue, and it's presented by the Edward Jones offices of Lee Bosco and Daniel Melnick, members SIPC. And you mentioned the door decorations. Have those already started, or when will those begin?
There was a deadline for the doors to be up, and they are currently walking around the building making their guesses.
Oh, okay.
And then pretty soon the guesses have to be submitted. There will be a classroom that wins upper grades and lower grades.
What's the prize for winning that?
That's the Tiger Tracks.
Oh, the Tiger Tracks. I'm sorry. Yeah, you already mentioned that. Okay, how could I forget? But anything else you ladies wanted to mention about this? This is, again, honestly, such a cool idea for March's Reading Month.
We are going to have a reading night toward Friday night where 6 cities will be highlighted. And it will be races and crafts and food representing those six cities that PTO has put on. So the PTO is part of this. In addition, Student Council, which are third, fourth, and fifth graders, have created special things to wear on Fridays. Like last Friday, they had to wear a shirt that represented some Michigan city.
Hmm.
And that's kind of fun as well.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah, so it's just been a great collaborative effort between our PTO and our student council and the teachers and staff at our building. So that's been a great community builder and a chance for everybody to come together for a common event.
Has anybody read and marched up to Iron Mountain yet?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, so they have.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we've had to create a new prize. And I worked on that this weekend just to satisfy the last-minute Iron Mountain Ironwood.
All right. Well, we are out of time, ladies. Yep. I appreciate you joining us this morning.